2019 Planning and Zoning Meeting to order. Ms. Burns, may we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Mr. Strodman?
Yes.
Ms. Rushing? Ms. Russell?
Here.
Mr. Tui? I am here. Ms. Lowe?
Here.
Mr. Harder?
Here.
Mr. McMahon?
Present.
Mr. Stanton?
Here.
Ms. Rushing? Thank you. We have eight. We have a quorum.
Thank you, Ms. Burns. Mr. Zinner, are there any adjustments or additions to the agenda?
No, there aren't, ma'am.
Thank you. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Second by Mr. McMahon. Thumbs up approval. Thank you. Everyone should have received a copy of the January 10th meeting minutes in advance. Does anyone have any corrections?
Move to approve.
Second.
Ooh, I'm going to give that one to Mr. McMahon again. Seeing none, I'll take a thumbs up approval on that motion. Thank you. Moving on to public hearings. Our one case tonight is 40-2019, a request by Crockett Engineering Consultants for a major amendment to the River Region Credit Union West Broadway PD plan to revise the site plan layout. The 1.2-acre property is located at the southwest corner of Broadway and Fairview Road and is addressed at 11 South Fairview Road. May we have a staff report, please?
Thank you, Ms. Chairman. As you stated, this is a major amendment to an existing PD plan. It was previously designated as OP prior to the UDC adoption. This is a public hearing, so there was a public info meeting held, and postcards and property owner letters were sent out. This is an oblique aerial of the shot right there at the southwest corner of Broadway and Fairview, out front of the Hy-Vee development along Broadway. See residential to the east, a couple other vacant lots to the west. So the site plan on the left is the proposed site plan. The one on the right is the existing OP plan. The shifting of the footprint of the building and reorganization of the lot precipitated the need to do a major amendment. In general, though, the building size has not really been increased very much, just mainly a reorganization of the site, drive-through, and some of the features of it. The use is allowed under the statement of intent, which limited to office type uses, given the residential existing residential uses on the east side of Fairview, which is why it was in a planned district in the first place. The site does have some additional pedestrian access, which is we think very beneficial for the site, and it is compliant with UDC standards for things such as landscaping now, since it is a major amendment. We are recommending approval of the requested major amendment to the plan, and then the newly adopted statement of intent, which is consistent with the previous. It's just been brought into compliance with the UDC statement of intent standards. So we're recommending approval of all that. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Before we move on to staff questions, I'd like to ask commissioners if anyone has had any ex parte prior to this meeting related to this case, to please disclose that now so all commissioners have the same information to consider on behalf of the case in front of us. Seeing none, are there any questions for staff? Mr. Strodman.
Yes, thank you. Can you give me real quickly any difference between the current and the proposed parking? Is there any difference in parking stalls? I noticed the square footage of the building didn't change much, but.
No, I think there's still, and I don't remember the exact numbers of the parking, and maybe Mr. Crockett, if he speaks, can speak to that, but I believe they were still compliant with the, I mean, it's still minimum
very
compliant,
similar.
But I don't know if they're adding.
And same thing would be for landscaping. I mean, mostly my question is, it's really just the building shifting is really the change.
Yeah, and with the fact that it is has to be compliant with UDC, it actually will have more landscaping because the landscaping
coming in now, yeah, it will
a little more. It requires more.
Thank you.
Any additional questions? Seeing none. If there is anyone in the public who would like to come forward and speak on this matter, we would welcome that. Please give us your name and address.
Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Tim Crockett, Crockett Engineering, 1000 West Nifong. Had a short presentation tonight. However, I think Mr. Smith Mr. Clint, did a pretty good job summing it up, showing the two, the previous and the current PD plans. Same user, same desired builder to construct the site. If you're familiar with River Region Credit Union and their South Providence location, they want to mimic that at this location with an angled building, a nice, you know, covered area out front that has a lot of you know, aesthetic value to the building. And so that's kind of the reason why for the change. The previous building being rectangular in shape didn't really allow for that. And so they really want to kind of have that same kind of feel. So really, it's the same user, same end, everything. To answer your question, Mr. Shultman, yes, the parking is pretty consistent with each other. There may be a couple more stalls in this layout than the previous, but the green space is still relatively the same. Landscaping hasn't been increased and so on. With that, unless you have questions, happy to answer them. I'll forego my presentation.
Any questions for Mr. Crockett? Thank you, sir. Does anyone else like to come forward? Seeing none, we'll close public comment. Commission discussion. Mr. Stanton?
I'd like to make an amendment, a motion.
I'll take a motion over an amendment.
And as it relates to case 40-2019, I move to approve major amendments to the River Region Credit Union West Broadway PD plan and associated statement of intent.
Second.
Second by Ms. Rushing. We have a motion on the floor. Any discussion on this motion? I see none. Ms. Burns, may we have a roll call?
Yes. Mr. Strodeman?
Yes.
Ms. Rushing?
Yes.
Ms. Russell?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Ms. Lowe?
Yes.
Mr. Harder?
Yes.
Mr. McMahon?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Stanton?
Yes.
8-0, motion carries.
Thank you. Recommendation for approval will be forwarded to City Council. That closes our public hearing case for the evening. Moving on to comments of the public. Seeing none, we'll move on to comments of the staff.
As I had announced at our last meeting, I thought we were not going to have a regularly scheduled February 7th meeting. Unfortunately, that has changed. We will have another single item agenda for our 7 p.m. meeting, another subdivision action. We will have a regular work session, and the February 7th work session is another exhilarating topic. We will be talking about short-term rentals and the summation of submitted comments that were received as of January 14th. They will be summarized in a spreadsheet with a staff analysis and comment provided for the Commission's consideration. It is staff's intent and hope that based upon the comments that were made, we will be able to obtain additional direction from the Commission as to how to potentially amend the December 13th version of the short-term rental ordinance. At this point, I'm not at liberty or at a point in my analysis of all of the comments to be able to give you a sense of where they are falling. There have been some thoughtful comments that have been made, and then there have been comments, as we would expect, not unthoughtful, but basically in a entrenched position that we have already heard. But we are going to provide that to you for your ability to be able to see what the public has spoken about up to this point prior to scheduling our public hearing on the ordinance for March 7th. So we will have a one-month gap between this work session to discuss the item and then the actual formal public hearing, unless we are otherwise directed by the Commission to hold off the public hearing until later in March or beyond that date. We do have a number of other items that we are obviously trying to get to through work session with these larger topics. Unfortunately, they are occupying the majority of our tasks at this point. We will need to get back to the comprehensive plan here shortly, but I realize we've got a couple of things that we are trailing on that we need to resolve. As we discussed this evening in work session, if you as commissioners would please evaluate the staff analysis of the proposed Rock Quarry stakeholder group report in two bins. One that need proposed regulatory or proposed changes recommended by the stakeholder group as they apply to scenic road corridors in general, and then those that would be specifically applicable only to the scenic rock quarry overlay. If you would be able to do that before our next work session, it may be possible then that we, when we get to that, and it will not be on the February 7th work session, obviously, it may be on the February 24th, we may be able to work through the scenic rock quarry stakeholder group report at a more reasonable pace than what we're currently working at in preparing then to bring it back for a public hearing. With that, that is all we have to offer for this evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Zenner. Any comments of commissioners? Mr. Stanton.
I would like to commend the public for not beating a dead horse on his report and utilizing the staff report to make his presentation very short. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Stanton and Mr. Crockett. Mr. McMahon.
Just quickly and in public, I would like to acknowledge our staff attorney, Mr. Caldera, for his being named to Columbia's 20 under 40.
Yes. And we count on you.
I represent for those.
Any additional comments?
I move to adjourn.
Thank you. Second by Mr. Stanton. We are adjourned.
Yeah. Oh, Anthony.